There's always been a marriage between the racist ideologies in Africa by European settlers and the racist ideology of European settlers in North America, you know, and that ideology is built on this, that people of color, particularly of African ancestry, are not human beings and therefore do not have to be treated as human beings. Many people in the South continue to relate back to the Confederacy. In fact, the governor of South Carolina has always advocated and been proud of the fact that the Confederate flag can still fly in the capital of South Carolina. These are the kinds of conditions that have nourished a young man like this. We will see what happens in the so-called courts of justice in the United States.
As someone who has visited Africa, including Zimbabwe, do you think this country's colonial history is widely known?
Absolutely. Very well known, because the ideologies are the same. And it's also in terms of what their parents and what the schools continue to teach in that regard. So it's not accidental that he has a Confederate insignia and he has a Rhodesian insignia, because to him, those two symbols are symbols of white supremacy and symbols of the fact that African people are not fully human beings and are there to be exploited. When slavery ended in the United States, no one ever asked the ex-slaves what should their relationship be. It was forced on us. And all forcing on us did was strap us down with decades and decades of continued exploitation and racist attacks like what took place. We have never had equality in this country. The same question of black people dying because they are black because of poor health care, being shot down in the street by the quote.
What is your outlook for the future?
I take great encouragement and have always had from our African brothers and sisters who have fought for their liberation from apartheid and colonialism in countries like Zimbabwe.